This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. An official with Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency confirms that debris from a Sriwijaya Air passenger plane carrying 62 people was found after contact was lost shortly after takeoff from Jakarta. We get more from Reuters' Adam Reed.
The plane from Sriwijaya Air and flying to the neighboring island of West Kalimantan took off about 2:30 p.m. local time and then disappeared off radar screens. The flight tracking service Flight Radar 24 says the plane appears to have lost more than 10,000 feet of altitude in less than a minute. It was raining when the plane took off. The plane is a Boeing 737-500 model, which is 27 years old, much older than the troubled 737 MAX model. It was a 737 MAX that crashed off Jakarta 2 years ago, killing 189 people.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. A persistent blizzard that blanketed large parts of Spain with an unusual amount of snow on Saturday has killed at least 4 people and trapped thousands in cars or at train stations and airports that suspended all services. More than 50 centimeters of snow fell in Madrid. Authorities in the Spanish capital called in the military to rescue people from vehicles trapped on everything from small roads to the city's major thoroughfares. The Spanish government is working to ensure the country's Monday shipment of COVID-19 vaccines can be distributed. Qatari vehicles crossed into Saudi Arabia through a land border on Saturday for the first time since Arab states severed diplomatic and transport ties with Doha in mid-2017. On Tuesday, a deal was reached at a summit in Riyadh to restore relations. Measures to contain the spread of the new coronavirus are also in place on both sides of the border. This is VOA News. California Democratic Representative Ted Lieu said on Twitter Saturday that members of the House of Representatives will introduce formal articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump on Monday. The California Democrat, who helped draft the charges, said the articles had drawn 180 co-sponsors as of Saturday afternoon. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the top congressional Democrat, has threatened to impeach Trump for a historic second time unless he resigns immediately following Wednesday's deadly riots at the Capitol. Democrats have pressed Vice President Mike Pence to consider the 25th Amendment, which allows the removal of a president unable to fulfill the duties of his office, but a Pence advisor has said he opposes the idea. Any impeachment in the House would trigger a trial in the Republican-controlled Senate, which is scheduled to be in recess until January 19th and has already acquitted Trump once before. The man photographed smiling, carrying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's lectern while a mob of President Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol on Wednesday, leaving 5 people dead, is among dozens who have been arrested. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Adam Johnson of Florida was arrested Friday night. He was quickly ID'd on social media and had posted about being there. The man who sat in Pelosi's office chair with his feet up, Richard Barnett of Arkansas, was also arrested, as was the man dressed as a bare-chested Viking, Jake Angeli of Arizona, and Doug Jensen of Iowa, the man apparently seen on video leading a mob up the stairs chasing a lone officer who tried to hold them back. Then there's West Virginia state lawmaker Derek Evans, who posted video online fist-bumping with the police officer. He was arrested. Meanwhile, Seattle's interim police chief says 2 officers are on administrative leave and under investigation after being seen on social media there. I'm Julie Walker.
The incoming chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee is calling the Capitol a crime scene with evidence that needs to be preserved. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Senator Mark Warner has written 11 telecommunication and social media companies asking them to immediately preserve content and associated metadata connected to the insurrectionist attack on the Capitol. Those companies include mobile carriers AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon, and from the social media world, Apple, Facebook, Gab, Google, Parler, Signal, Telegram, and Twitter. Warner says the FBI and other law enforcement agencies are trying to piece together what happened, and messaging data to and from those companies' subscribers could be critical evidence in bringing rioters to justice. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.